The gospel reading for this first reflection is taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 11, 16 to 20. Over the next few weeks, we will be exploring discipleship as we reflect on the gospel readings each Sunday. What does it mean for us to be disciples? What do we learn from the first disciples of Jesus? What does it mean personally and collectively to be disciples of Jesus in this time and in this place? What might Jesus be asking of you as his disciple? And how can we be more open every day in our journey of discipleship? These are some of the questions we might think about more intentionally over the coming weeks. I'm not sure how many of you have watched The Chosen. If you haven't, I wholeheartedly recommend it. I think it is perhaps one of the greatest evangelism movements of our time, to bring God's word and life alive and accessible to all. One of the things I have always found fascinating in watching The Chosen is that sense of being a disciple of Jesus, what it was like for his first disciples, the real desire of his disciples to get things right, but they get it wrong, their puzzlement, bemusement, and everyday struggles, how to live together, the humanness of it all, what we all go through. It somehow really brings discipleship alive. As we begin thinking a bit more about discipleship, this week we begin with today's gospel reading, where Luke describes to us the moment that Jesus sends out his followers, choosing about 70 of them, not just the 12 apostles. This seems to symbolise something of his mission for all of us as disciples, and not just the chosen few. Imagine having been alongside Jesus at times, watching his miraculous healings, listening to his teachings, perhaps being confused, perplexed, amazed. And then one day, he asks you to go out ahead of him, to go and start the kingdom work ahead of him. Maybe you remember a time in your own life of being sent out to do something for the first time. I remember many such occasions, one as a 17-year-old training to be a nursery nurse on a placement in a maternity ward, having watched how to bath a baby for the first time and then being tasked with bathing all the babies on the ward, screaming babies and worried parents, but the delight of a baby wrapped up safely in a clean blanket and dressed back in its mother's arms. All the time as a newly qualified social worker, being asked to go out on a visit alone for the first time. All of those feelings of nerves and uncertainty and doubt. Can I do this? So it's not hard to imagine how the followers of Jesus may have been feeling. They were given instructions, but still, it must have felt an enormous mission, being asked to heal the sick, proclaim that the kingdom is near. I wonder how you would have felt. The gospel reading then moves us on to the disciples' return from that mission. You can feel their energy as they return. I think my family perhaps experienced that energy from me when I returned home that day from the maternity ward. My achievement of having successfully bathed a ward full of newborn babies with no disasters. But what Jesus said to his followers when they returned is perhaps the key point to our journey of discipleship. Don't forget that all you have done is the work of God. Don't get too caught up in personal achievement. Keep your eyes focused on God. It's only possible to do the kingdom work in his name. It's his glory that is to be proclaimed. It's the heavenly matters to keep our eyes on, the kingdom work of eternity. Jesus said to them, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." I wonder how you may have felt if Jesus spoke these words to you. It is a sharp reminder that without him, the kingdom work is impossible. However God calls you, wherever he asks you to go out, whether it's visiting an elderly person at home, to proclaim his word to school children at the next Open the Book session, organising the next Saturday market, making breakfast to the community once a month, caring for a relative who is unwell, attending an important meeting at work, whatever it is, ask for God's grace and for his guidance to lead you onwards. I remember the days of standing outside the door of a home on a visit as a social worker, asking Jesus to come in with me, to help me see and hear all that I needed to. The people I was visiting didn't need to know anything about my faith, but I relied on my faith to help me in my work. And I always gave thanks to God for showing me what I needed to see or know. I had to be open to seeing or knowing things I might not want to, but that was the journey of discipleship for me, to trust in him and the gifts he gave to me. We never know how he might be leading us. What we think might not be his ways. Are we open to that? The Old Testament reading is a good reminder. Naaman thought he knew exactly how God would heal him and was shocked to find out it wasn't as he thought. In the end, he had to put aside what he thought he knew and embrace his healing in the way God had planned it. And in following God, not his own ideas, his healing was complete. It is not for us to make the plan and ask God to bless it. It is for us to follow him and know that in doing so, he will bless us with all the gifts we will need, just as he did with the 72 he sent out. My spiritual director once said to me, "Don't run ahead of God." And it has always been a visual reminder for me when I feel myself running away with my own ideas, to just slow down and come back to God, to see which direction he is taking me. Otherwise, I'm at risk of getting lost. So over the next few weeks, this is a time to re-examine what it means for us to be Jesus' disciples. What has he already shown you over the years? What gifts has he given to you? And where is he leading you and I individually and as a community? It is a chance to re-evaluate. Are we open to where he might ask us to go out? Our ways certainly won't be his ways. And we, like those first disciples, are reminded to keep our eyes on him, the heavenly call, on earth as it is in heaven. Are you ready? Amen.